December 29, 2025, 4:00 p.m. for a special meeting agenda. This meeting is held in compliance with the open public meeting law, that the requirements of law, and that was posting a meeting notice on the Richmond Bulletin Board, filed with Borough Clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star. Please rise and accept the meeting. Accept the allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic of one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Longo.
Here.
Council President Brinchelwick.
Here.
Councilman Gera advised would be absent. Councilman Lopez advised would be absent. Councilman Morris.
Here.
Councilman Rossi.
Here.
Councilman Speed advised would be absent.
Okay, we are now open to the public for any comment and any discussion. Please come forward. Here you go.
Carrie Kitsey, other than 571 Watchung Road, I just want to put on the record that it would have been helpful to have the backup documentation at this meeting. Since I know, being on the planning board, this stuff has been in the works for a while, and it seems a little curious that we're doing it the last minute in a minute.
Well, so to answer that.
Sure.
So this is what the process is. So we filed a claim with the court. Mm-hmm. That was months ago. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago or so. I forget when it was filed. There wasn't an objection, because Fair Share Housing could object or could ask for clarification. They asked for clarification. We provided the clarification to Fair Share Housing through the judicial portal. So it's all public record. It's all out there. Everything has been in the public purview, available for the public to look at. All you have to do is go on the judiciary website and do all that. They reviewed it, and they said they were fine with everything that was the additional supporting documentation that was provided to them. They drafted a consent agreement, because it's a judicial process, so there has to be a way to terminate it, so through the consent. That was done, and you have to realize that Fair Share Housing filed, I think, 400-plus objections, and they have not been able to keep up with it. I resolved this the week before the week of Christmas. They sent over the consent agreement. There's one issue that we're going to discuss. It's as part of this that needs to be done in closed session. Once we're done with that and everyone's okay with what I have to tell them, we will have a final, we'll be done. The consent agreement will be entered into. The reason that's being held now is because you have to have this all done by the end of the year. So there isn't too much time. Last week, there was only a couple days, and this week there's only a couple days that people were available to have a meeting. Plus, we had to do it as a special meeting because it wasn't done. I tried to get it done in time for the last regular meeting. It just Fair Share Housing didn't get it done in time. So we're trying to get it done by the end of the year in accordance with what the statute provides. Although most towns are not going to be able to comply with it, we're going to give it a shot to get it done today. Hopefully I'll be able to file it tomorrow and we'll be done. That's why it was done in the way that it's being done. There's nothing, I'm not trying to hide anything from anybody. All the documents, everything that's there, everything that the town has to follow is online, has been for 6 months or more. So, any question?
Also, this is going to be the first time the town has ever been in compliance with affordable housing. Correct?
That's right.
There was no plan filed prior. We violated the prior requirements. We filed no plan. We provided no affordable housing before this, and the new plan corresponds with the master plan that's in place.
That's right. So the there was no third round plan. The town didn't prepare one, didn't have one. That was part of the, that was most of the questions Fair Share had about the prior round. And we showed that this council had company strategies to satisfy the third round obligations in addition to the fourth round obligation that has been set. And Fair Share had questions about what happened prior to in the third round, and that's what the we satisfied those by showing how we were going to come into compliance with that. And through the plan that's in that's was filed. So this is really the questions had to do with remedial for failure to have a third round plan for the borough. So this plan actually satisfies, it's going to take a long ways into satisfying the third round and the fourth round, and which Fair Share wanted kind of questions about it because they never saw a third round, and so they started asking questions on this round when we put it together. So, and like I said, we came up with strategies to make it so that it wouldn't be an issue and to avoid the town going into litigation. So the strategy worked, and we're basically here to, they're consenting to our plan, basically. But we've got to approve for me to sign consent file.
And the redevelopment plan even called for affordable housing, and the previous councils didn't comply.
The land use plan required any affordable housing, and even though the redevelopment plan required affordable housing for every project in the redevelopment area. Mm-hmm. So that was part of the issue that Fair Share raised.
So okay, all these apartment buildings should have had some affordable housing. We wouldn't have been in the situation we were in now.
Did you vote for that in on the planning board
No. Vote for what?
Okay.
The development plans? Right. Vote for what, Carrie?
Can we just
end this year if you're not attacking? Huh?
Not
maybe.
Possible.
Maybe is it possible or impossible?
Not possible.
Impossible. Okay.
All right.
We're in an introduction discussion of resolution 25-491.
Executive session? I have a motion to enter executive session.
Second.
We should be more than 15 minutes if you want to take action.
Yes.
All right. We're going to be in executive session.
Sorry.
A flat tax that.
All right, resolution 2025-491.
Motion.
Motion.
Motion to pass.
Motion to pass.
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Berchtesgaden.
Yes.
Councilman Morris.
Yes.
Councilman Rossi.
Yes.
All right, we are the resolution passed. We're now open to the public for any comment. Hearing none, I need a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Motion. Second.
Second.
What's the point of comment? That was probably the comments before.
Yeah.
You have to make comments, but you want, I guess you want to.
I know. It was just
so that still works. Okay, so. A motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.